All righty. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for thy presence this morning. And ask you a question. How many had rather be at the city farm than here today? Did I get in the show of hands? Okay. Well, we got that settled out of the way. All right. I do want to thank you for all of the visitors that's here, and we pray that something will be said or done today that will get your interest up. And as far as I'm concerned, you're not visitors, because you've come back. So you're just one of us. So might as well just go on and get down and let's get dirty and let's get at it. Because it ain't going to be much longer. The Lord's coming back.
Amen.
And you know, I'll tell you what. I ain't found no way in God's word says he going to wait till everybody gets dressed. And go into the bathroom and wash your hands. And make sure to comb a hair. Make sure that even the men and the ladies put this little, what they call a flu-flu on. To smell good. No, we're gonna drop this old robe of flesh right where we at. Praise God. Now, if y'all happen to hear a sound, and it happened to be a trumpet, I'm going to be gone. Now, if y'all want to continue on having church afterwards, y'all keep on. But I'm not going to be here. And I hope you won't either. All right. Well, here in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, and verse 24, I got one verse I want to read there, and then I'm going to turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3. But here in Daniel, chapter 3, in verse 24, well, I'm going to back up to the 21st verse. And it says in Daniel chapter 3 and verse 21, then these men were bound in their coats, their hosiery, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, do not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Then answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. You know, I've said many times before, when we come to in the presence of God, and when individuals see us as Christians, as like of like faith, then they just do not, they should not just see me. They should not just see this flesh of sin. They should see Christ living in my life. Not only that, and they also should be able to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit that is on us. And then also we need to share the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father. You have God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Right? But first of all, we got God the Father. But all three of them was there at the very beginning of time. And we, as individuals, we forget about who God is. We forget about the things that He does for us each and every day. And just like I said many times, when you look at me, you see me, you see the sinfulness of this body. That what you see is the outer man. But you also must realize too that you not only see the outer man, but you should experience the Holy Spirit. And you must have not only the Holy Spirit, but you gotta have the Son also. He, the Son, is what brings about the countenance that is in our face, the smile that we wear. And then when we share the gospel with somebody, that is sharing God the Father. And when you share God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, then you got me. Who's doing the sharing? Is God there here in the flesh sharing it? No. Is God the Son of God here sharing it in the flesh? Nope. Is God the Holy Spirit sharing it here in the flesh? No. That's where we come in. He has put upon us through the saving grace of His Son that we can share what we have. So when you look at me, you don't see just one individual. You see four. That's what I'm supposed to put. That's what I'm supposed to portray. I'm supposed to portray the other three individuals: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I'm supposed to portray them three individuals within my own life. And not only do I, but you too. Every born-again believer needs to realize that the only way for them to be happy and be blessed. Is portray Jesus Christ and who He is. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, it says this: Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit down with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Who's the church? The church is me, is you. Individuals that are born again. They are the church. We are the church. And we make up a church. And when we come and gather in the house of God, we gather together and we're here in one body. We're united together in what? We are united together for Him. For no other reason. And I get something out of you and your own ministry, and you get something out of mine. And we can take it and we can share it together. And we can share it together with the people in the world. But as we gather here in a church, the people here becomes one body. Now, within that body, if someone is, something's happened to them or whatever, it's going to kind of upset somebody. I go back and I thought about my daughter. Christian. She's had a problem with one of her foot, the left foot, the right foot. And the thing about it is, it looks like the more she gets along with that, and the further that she gets along with it, the more problems it happens. Bye-bye. See you later. Take care. Well, she went back to the doctor the other day. And as she was going down the hall, now this is what she told me. My daughter told me, when she was going down to the hall to go to the room to see the doctor, the doctor looked up and says, "What is she here for?" Because see, she's just saying, but had somebody else like that too, with the same name, Christy. When they examined her, where the pain was at, that was in her toe, one of her toes, and it was started out being an ingrown toenail. But now, it's going to take some type of surgical procedure he can do in his office. But he, she didn't expect that. She didn't expect it. When she went, she just maybe expected, well, maybe he just try to get the ingrown toenail. But there's more to it than that. But, by the way, he says, well, I'm going to say, I know that you hadn't hurt your foot again, please. Because you just have been in here with your foot. But behold, I stand at the door and knock. Who's this knocking? Jesus? Whose door is he knocking on? Mine and your door. The Christian's door. That's the door that he's knocking on. And he's knocking on so many doors, I hear, that are Christians, but yet they don't feel the need in coming to God's house. They don't feel the need in coming and being blessed by God. So he stands at our door and knocks. And he knocks, and he knocks, and he knocks. He just wants to hear from them. And to hear how they're doing. Oh yeah, God, he knows that. He knows how they're doing. He knows how I'm doing. He knows where I'm going to go wrong tomorrow. But he's going to want me to ask him for help for tomorrow. He's going to want to ask me to where I can ask him for certain things that I'm going to need tomorrow to help me to grow in his faith. You know, we as individuals, are blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, think about that. Think about it. Who can make us happy? Can a wife make us happy? Yeah. Can our family make us happy? Yes. That's what blessings is all about. Is being happy. But see, God uses it in a different term. God uses it in a term where we can understand it by his reasoning, not our own reasoning. I'm more happy in the Lord today than I was yesterday. Why? Because of all of his many blessings. He didn't have to bless me, but I sure am thankful that he did. And anybody that's here that does not want a blessing from the Almighty God, you just tell God, say, I know somebody that you can give another blessing to. You can say, God, give him another blessing. But we should never be selfish. We should never be at the point that all we want is something for ourselves. Because we have the most important thing, but that is. You know what that is? Salvation. He conquered death, hell, and the grave for you and for me. And with doing all of that, he still wants to bless me. and He wants to bless you. Because of Him going to Calvary, and He wants to bless us. And we say, and we get so fretty because, well, you know, this ain't happening. That ain't happening. But the most important thing did happen. That's when He went to the cross for me and you. And when He died, then He rose again on the third day. Yes, His mother, she was happy. Yes, the other disciples were there. Yes, they was happy because He came forth out of the grave. The devil wasn't happy. He wasn't happy at all. Because he knew that he had Him. He knew he was looking at everything that was around for 3 days. He says, now God, I got it now. It's mine. It's mine now. You give it to me before. But I've took your choice. I took something precious to you. I took Him from you. And I had Him nailed to a cross. Because He was precious to you. You remember the time that I was at in heaven with you? And you wouldn't give me some of the things that I wanted? No. You know why? Because God knew what Lucifer wanted. He wanted to take it and use it for His own benefit. And He wasn't looking down for man and what man needed. He wasn't looking down in time, in future, and looking at me and saying, Donnie's going to need a Savior. Donnie's going to need somebody who's going to die for him. He said, you remember that? No. Lucifer, he don't remember things like that. Well, see, God remembers everything. You talk about a computer. Talk about database. You talk about all the things that a computer can do and everything. God has His own computer. He has His own database. And there's nothing that's going to ever come about to where a virus is going to hit that computer and wipe it clean. No. The only thing that's been wiped clean is my sins. And your sins. Yes. Amen. If you went to Him, if you've asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to save your soul, then He has wiped you of your sin. Because God the Father don't look on us anymore as sinful men, as sinful people. I love it when there, when the Lord said, talking about Him being our advocate, our lawyer, in plainly terms, our lawyer that's going to stand up for us. I told the church one time, I said, you know, I says, I am so confident And I have more confidence in this book than I have ever had before in my life. And the reason for that is because I know back in August of 1980, the second Monday night of that month, it's when I turned my life completely over to the Lord. That's when He saved my soul. And I have never been the same since. I always want to be around God's people. I always want to be around somebody that wants to talk about the love of God.
Yes.
And talk about the wrath of God.
Amen.
People today, people that's even in church, and Brother Reams, I know that you haven't probably even had to happen to you, but even in going to all the churches, but I'm sure it has. You go in churches and you hear people start talking. They'll start talking about this and that. They'll start talking about the race. They'll start talking about that fish, that big mouth bass that they call. They'll start talking about this. But they don't never talk about Jesus. They don't never think anything at all about God the Father. That's all I want to talk about. I can sit down and talk to anybody all day long. I only want to talk about the Lord. I got a preacher friend. Me and him, he don't drive no more. He's not able to. But he's not able to drive. And I'll go by and pick him up. First thing he asked me, he said, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm doing all right." He said, "Good." He said, "But the Lord sure was good to us, ain't he?" And we can talk for 3-4 hours. We've been there here at Burger King, and I just take him in and get him a cup of coffee. Me and him will sit down for 3-4 hours. Talk about nothing but the Lord. Don't talk about the world. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about the president. We don't talk about nothing but the Lord. Why? Because the Lord's been so good to us.
Yes, He
is. So good to us. And I tell you, that's one man that loves the Lord. I don't know if you know him or not, Brother Roy Newton. He loves the Lord. Man, he will give anything in the world right now to wake and preach one more time like he did way back. But he says, "I know I can't. Can't do it anymore. But the Lord has given me something else to do." And he's got tracks around town and places of business that will let him put tracks. Why? Because he loves God. You know, there are not many people anymore that truly love God. It really is. Mm-hmm. It is.
Breaks your heart.
just don't think that I could. I know. I know I could not even go 1 hour without thanking Him. Because of all the blessings He gives me all through the day. It's just not, He just blesses me in the morning the way I can get up and I can plant these 2 feet on the floor. Yes, they may be a little weak and they may be wobbly and I may stumble here and there and everything. But hey, He allows me to wake up in the morning. And I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for giving me this church. It wasn't that I came and told you that I accepted it. And it wasn't that you came to me and offered it to me. It was all in God's plan. God dealt with y'all. Then God dealt with me. But I do. I thank God for each and every one of you. I know we may not be big. But I'll tell you what. With what the people believe here, we're bigger than the biggest church that there is because of what they believe. Don't believe nothing. That's sad. Sad to say that we're people today. They're still in church. They say, well, I just don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just go to church and everything, you know. They're just doing things I don't particularly care about. Well, if you're doing things you don't particularly care about, last time I looked around, there are other churches. You don't have to be just go and join one church and they go and say, well, Mama grew up here. Mama grew up in church here. And Daddy's been here ever since the first block was laid. Gotta be there. Are you going to be fed from God's word? Or are you just going to be going? A whole lot of people today are just going to church just to be going to church. We need to come to church and worship Him and Him only. And y'all know me, majority of you know me, that I do not give away to what all these other preachers and all these other churches that are doing. If they ain't preaching the Word of God, they ain't doing anything for God.
That's right.
There's a whole lot of my wonder for you and saved. You know, I don't hold nothing back. Do a church. No. I don't hold nothing back. When it comes to political, the being political and everything, I ain't gonna hold that back either because that's where the government come in at. It's through here. It's through the Word of God. I'm not politically correct. Like a whole lot of people want me to be. I just tell you like it is. I just tell you like it is. And you want me to tell you what? That's what Daniel done. He told the king, like it is. He said, I'm not going to go and worship that owl. And anything that we put, I'm talking, this is God's, not me. So, if you have a problem with it, you just take time and get alone yourself with God and you discuss it with God. I allow God to help you with it. But if you put anything before God, God calls it an idol. An idol. How many idols do we have in our life? That's the question. How many idols do we have? I believe that's what he's in the book of Revelations when he says that I knock at your door. He's knocking at my heart's door and said, son, you know, to give that up. Because you put it before me in your prayer life. You put it before me in your studies. You need to give it up. And what is it? It may not even seem wrong. It don't look like an owl. To us, it don't seem like that we're serving that owl. Why? Because we're in God's house. On Sunday night, and Wednesday night, we're in God's house when the doors are open. We're not allowing this to come about to hinder us from coming to God's house. But I'm going to say something right here. That not only do I know, and you know, but God also knows that when that he knows who has to work. He knows how the jobs are. He knows that we all have to make a living. He knows all these things. And he knows also society and even the places of business don't look favorable towards the Christian in coming to church. That's the world. The world, they're not persecuting me. They're not persecuting you, probably. But they are persecuting. They are persecuting all of us in one sense. Keeping us out of the house of God. You know whose fault that is? Some of you may not agree with me on this, That'd be okay. I'm not going to fall out with you. Hope y'all don't fall out with me about it. But you know, I just do not believe that God wants us to obey the world, do the things of the world. We have to do them to make a living. Because this day and time, if you don't show up, if you tell, well, I got church on Sunday, you can't be at church on Sunday. You got to be right here. That's where Sister Nancy, that left a little early, was going to work. Why? Because it's her job. That's what, see, they went around and they changed her schedule to the point where she had to go in on Sunday morning and miss the preaching. And then have to miss Sunday night service. She'd rather be here than anything I know. But she's not. Why? Because of the people that runs these companies. They are the one that's keeping us out of church. Majority of us. And then when we do get a, then when we do find a job or find something that we can do to where we can be in God's house Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and any other time, then after a while of being absent from the church, and then you go back on your regular schedule where you're off on Sunday. And then you got time off on Wednesday evening when you can be at church. But after, when you get used to that for a while, it gets easy not to come back. Not to come back to church. We don't need to be like that. I wish we had the blue ball back. Amen. I don't even know why they even come up with the law in hand, but I'm so glad. I'm glad that I can remember a time that on Sunday, when I left my house with my parents, the only thing was open would be probably one service station and maybe a drugstore. The grocery stores wouldn't be open. All these other places wouldn't be open. If you could not do it in 6 days, you just didn't get it done. See, family then got together. Family had family time together. How many of us really have family time together? Well, we don't have to look around us and see all the world is around us. What they offer us. Sad. It is really sad that we, the people of the United States of America,
has got so placed so out of tune with our family, so out of tune with God. That's where it lies in, is with God. If we get our life, if we get everything straight, and we get it back in line with what God wants us to do, and in line with what God has us to do, we ain't got to worry about it. We ain't got to worry about coming to church. You ain't got to worry about seeing your family. God's number one. And then what? God, what did God do then? God instituted the family. And then God instituted the church in the New Testament. We forget about it that way. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Each one of you standing to your feet. Brother Bill comes. Now, Father, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Father, we pray, Lord. Father, that the message that you give me, Father, was the message, Father, I believe it was for the hour. Now, Lord, I pray that you'll just take the message. And, Father, increase it and multiply it to our lives. Father, where we can really, truly, understand the things that we're facing today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for each and every one that come out. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen.